disclosure, today's news will largely be updates on the COVID-19 pandemic. If you're limiting your news consumption on the subject, stay tuned for an extra episode on the primary elections. That was produced by our editor, Ronya Isabel Kabungsug, and that's dropping later today. Campus may be closed through March 31st, but the Echo will still continue to provide you the latest news as always. This is Liz Horniak, and you're listening to the Eastern Echo Podcast. As of Sunday evening, March 15th, there are 53 reported cases of COVID-19 in the state of Michigan. This includes the first case to appear in Ottawa County. There are now a total of 7 cases in Washtenaw County, 13 in Wayne, and 14 in Oakland. All public universities in the state have opted to move classes online. Ypsilanti Mayor Beth Beshert declared a state of emergency for the city on Thursday, March 12th. The mayor has the authority to request that the state sends aid if the emergency situation escalates beyond the control of regular and emergency city forces. Beshert can also order disaster relief forces and request that city equipment and facilities can be used to help in the relief effort. Students who are struggling financially are encouraged to apply for the Student Emergency Fund, where they can receive up to $750 in a one-time aid. While Swoop's Pantry is set to open up sometime this week, Ozone House at 102 North Hamilton Street will continue to serve meals from 4 to 4:30 p.m. every weekday. U-Haul is offering 1 month of free storage at any facility across the country to students who can present a valid ID. Finally, the Federal Communications Commission announced that phone and broadband providers have agreed to postpone termination of internet and phone services for 60 days. For a more comprehensive list of the aid resources available, be sure to check out the article on our website. In politics, Joe Biden wins the Democratic primary in Michigan, sweeping every county in the state. He won Washtenaw County with 47.6% of the votes. Be sure to check out a full breakdown of the Super Tuesday results on our website, and tune in to an extra episode we're dropping later today for some of the perspectives on the 2020 election from Washtenaw County. Primary elections will continue until June 6, and the 2020 presidential election will take place on November 3, 2020. In sports news, the AMU Department of Athletics has suspended all athletic activity. The decision to cancel spring sports competition affects 7 EMU programs. That's baseball, men's and women's outdoor track and field, rowing, women's tennis, and men's and women's golf, plus the soccer and volleyball teams, which hold off-season competition. This decision comes with consultation with officials from the Mid-American Conference, public health and medical professionals, and university administration. This decision is also in compliance with the NCAA and the MAC's decision to cancel its winter and spring championships for the 2020 season. Sports editor Charles Post had the chance to talk with athletic director Scott Witherbee about his perspective on the situation.
It's just the right thing to do, and you know, you have to make those tough decisions. And I feel bad for the student athletes. And, you know, for Eastern Michigan, we're fortunate. We were playing well. We have no seniors. So I'm thankful of that. Breaking the news to Coach Castro and them, it's kind of heartbreaking to do that. But they understand, you know, this is where life is bigger than athletics in the game. So we have to keep that in mind.
If you don't mind me asking, what did Coach Castro say?
One of his responses was almost at the same time when we were texting was, thank God we have no seniors. It would have been heartbreaking for a senior to have to go out and have it end like this. I feel bad for those that were still in it and don't have that opportunity as seniors. But and he's disappointed, but he gets it. Fred understands. And again, especially when you start to see it go across the country, at the end of the day, when you err on the side of caution, to me, that's the safest way to do it.
Yeah, and obviously everything's happening kind of quickly, but have you had any thoughts on spring sports?
Yeah, so that's, I think, the next discussion, right? I think as we're going through this, and it's such a moving parts and fluid situation that being able to pinpoint what we're going to do exactly. You know, I know some of the conferences have come out and said we're not going to have spring sports. We're having those discussions really at a higher level than me. This is, you know, the MAC and the NCAA, and then also the presidents, you know, having those discussions. So we'll see about that, and that'll be a stay tuned.
All voluntary workouts and organized practice activities, including spring football, and all in-person recruiting activities, both on and off campus, for all sports are suspended until further notice. The only recruiting will be through written and electronic communication. Ooh. As always, thanks for tuning in. The Echo will continue to report the news online, and print will start up again as students return to campus. If you like the show, consider leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts, and be sure to subscribe to be notified about the latest episodes. This has been the Eastern Echo Podcast. I'm Liz Horniak, signing off.
The Eastern Echo Podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kobun-Sugg and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo podcast.